ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's Candace
and Kayla, and we're directionally challenged.
Yeah, we thought we'd have it all figured out by the time we were in our 30s.
And surprise, we don't.
No, we don't.
Really don't, but that's okay.
It's totally okay.
And you know, we have a really great guest on today that I know you and I have been really wanting to talk to. Dr. Maria Zussman. She is the queen of stress.
Yes. Don't we all need help with stress?
Especially right now during the holidays, we really need help with stress. I mean, it is crunch time, folks. And no matter what holiday you celebrate, it is really stressful and there's just so much to manage. So Dr. Maria Zussman is going to help us out with that.
I know. It does feel like during the holidays, it goes from like you're outside and it's cold and it's freezing and then you go inside and it's hot and you're sweaty and you're pulling at your clothes. I feel like that's a really good also like emotional roller coaster of what it is. It's like for us, it's always we go and find the tree and that's fun. You know, you go when you pick out the tree, but then you got to get the tree home and through the door. That is not fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like taking out the decorations to put them on the tree. Jolly time. Then breaking one and then stepping on one and then having to clean it up and then yelling of who gets to put the star on the top. Very stressful.
The thing I hate the most is just the pine needles everywhere. They end up just in places. Even after you clean up, you wake up the next morning. You're like, how? How are there pine needles in the bathroom? That doesn't make any sense. It's just everywhere. So it's anything that is happy also has this other side that is just completely stressful. And you know what? To be honest, little alcohol sometimes helps.
How are those holiday cards coming?
You know,
did that stress you out?
They're very stressful. It's our first year sending out holiday cards. And it's also the announcement of Poppy, and Tanner's eye rolling and has no opinion and I want it perfect. So, you know, just normal holiday family stuff.
It's all the stuff that really doesn't matter. Are there things that like actually do stress you out that you have like, you know,
if I can't find a gift for someone I love and I'm just really at a loss of what to give them, that to me is the most stressful because I don't want to just buy them another tie or another sweater or whatever. I want it to be something meaningful. So that's when it gets the most stressful. How about you?
I get really caught up in wanting everyone to have a good time. And then it totally at the risk of like anything that I want to do. And then all of a sudden it'll turn. Like it becomes like a very childish reaction from me as an adult where I'm like, is everyone having fun? I'm going to put on a smile. I can fix it. And then if one person just goes like, actually, like, I don't think I'm in the mood for pumpkin pancakes, I will lose it and be like, I guess nothing is worth it. If you don't want them, then like, why even bother? I guess the whole like holiday is ruined because I tried to make pumpkin pancakes for you and you don't even want them.
I want to do that just to see your reaction, especially like early in the morning if we're making pancakes.
Yeah, it's really something I've tried to let go of, is that not everyone has to be at the same level of like joy and having the best time in their lives all at the same time. And not everyone has to want to do the same thing. We've gotten really good at that as a family when we go on a trip. If not everyone wants to do the same thing, that's okay. Like we can give, like if we all want to watch a movie and someone doesn't want to watch a movie and they just want to go kind of do their own thing. I mean, even Florence, obviously Florence isn't going to go like, hey guys, I'm going to go hit the pub real quick, see you in a few. But we'll allow her to like, okay, if she wants to go play with her toys, you know, in the other room or like, you know, watch something on her iPad instead of watching like Christmas Vacation with us, that's okay. Yeah. Like we don't always have to like force everyone into the same thing, because especially like we like to go skiing for the holidays and that can be stressful for anyone that has had the, and it's a luxury. Like I love to go skiing. It's financially you're making a commitment, you're physically making the commitment, and the worst thing you can do, and anyone who's been through this knows, is if you force someone to go skiing who really just doesn't want to go.
No, that's hell.
No, it's terrible. No one enjoys it.
Also, it's hard to go skiing when everyone's at different ability levels, because one year Candace and I went skiing and I was like, I'm going to try snowboarding. And I was so bad. It was the most frustrating thing in the world. I'm okay. I'm a good skier. I can keep up with you skiing, but snowboarding, different story. And finally, you just looked at me and you're like, so the bar? And I was like, yes, the bar. Let's do it.
Yeah, you really tried. You
I made did. The commitment. I tried.
I don't think I've ever seen you that upset.
I was really frustrated.
You know, and then we made a little like emotional Brad pivot.
Yes, we did.
Into our day, mm-hmm. And just went and had some like Bloody Marys at the top of the mountain.
And it was the best idea ever. So we need more ideas like this from Dr. Maria Zussman. She's coming up right after this. Directionally challenged. So guys, we are here with Dr. Maria Zussman, who we also call Dr. M, aka the Queen of Stress, all the way from Australia, right?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on. It's very exciting.
You're our first Skype call over the ocean, any ocean. So
really?
Yes.
Oh, so, I feel so pleased to be your first.
We're so happy to have you on.
I'll leave that alone.
We're deep within the holidays, and this is a really stressful time of year. So we really wanted to just sit down and talk with someone about how to manage that stress, because a lot of things can seem frivolous of just like, oh, the stress of the crowds and the stress of shopping, but it really does take on a physical form within us as people. Right? This isn't just like, you know, Instagram therapy where we're like, hashtag stressed. It actually can physically affect you.
Absolutely. So one of the things coming up to Christmas, which I always find really intriguing and interesting, is people seem shocked that the 25th of December is coming. I don't know if you guys find that. It's like, oh my God, Christmas is coming. It's like, yeah, it's the same time every single year. So if you can actually put some strategies in place, it really can help manage how stress is affecting you physically and emotionally and then spiritually as well, because that plays a big part coming into Christmas. For me, Christmas is an enjoyable time of year. And what I see with my clients, whether that's in my hands-on practice or my coaching clients, what I see is so many people getting overwhelmed by all the things they think they have to be doing coming into Christmas versus the things that they want to be doing. And I think that's one of the keys coming into Christmas, is really getting focused on what you want to be doing, what you have to be doing, and then what you think you should be doing that you're obliged to because family thinks you should be doing, because they're all slightly different.
So how do we then figure out how to get out of situations that we feel like we have to be doing that we don't necessarily need to do.
Or want to do.
Well, I think, and I don't know if this is a cultural thing, so this might be a bit different in Australia than what you can get away with in the States. I'm not sure. But for me, it comes down to what am I obliged to do? And if I feel that I'm obliged to do something, these days I generally don't do it.
Just say no.
Just say no. And you can say it with a lot of love and a lot of unconditional love, but particularly coming into Christmas, we often spend time, I don't know if it's the same for you ladies, but we spend time with family members that we haven't seen for potentially 12 months, or if you guys might have been since Thanksgiving and then you're at Christmas again, you're like, oh my God, I've got to see them again. It was only a couple of months ago and you've got to batten down the hatches again to deal with that awesome auntie that you really love so much when she says certain things to you about where life's going and you're like, why must you say that to me again? So one of the things that I find now with obligation, if it feels like it's obligation, my first go-to is probably to say no with a lot of love. Or if I am going to go, is to make sure I'm reframing it within my mindset of what do I want to get out of the day? Am I going to go with a lot of joy and that unconditional love of enjoying their company for what it is, understanding that the people that we see, particularly around Christmas time, they might not know us anymore. Does that make sense? Like, yeah. If you've actually grown up with a distant aunt or uncle or cousins who know you as the six-year-old and then they meet you again in your teens and then they might see you again, they see that once a year version. And if they're not keeping up with your Instagram or your Facebook feed in terms of what you're doing, they've got last year's version. And often that's very frustrating. So that would be my go-to in terms of getting out of the areas that or shifting your focus as you're coming into Christmas is really figuring out if it's obligation, do you have to be there? Why do you have to be there? If you absolutely do, is reframing it of how can you get joy out of that particular experience and how can you limit your time there as well?
I love that because there are certain things during the holidays that we do have to go to, a work thing or something where you have to be there. So in order to just reframe your mindset, I love that.
You talked about your physical practice because you're a chiropractor.
I am.
Something that stresses me out during the holidays is just the physical aspect of traveling, preparation. We are a family of five. So especially when we travel for the holidays with full size luggage, we have to take two Ubers to get to the airport to fit all of our stuff in. It's embarrassing.
Do the kids travel alone or do you split the adult?
Oh, no. Well, we've got a teenage stepdaughter, so we actually can be like, yeah, kids, go in that one and cram in the back seat.
What if you did the luggage in just one and then the humans in the other?
Maybe this year we'll do that, but it is hilarious, like just embarrassing.
Wow.
But so do you find that like for people that are making those like super long flights or especially on top of like the alcohol consumption for those who drink and the diet that everyone's eating all just like delicious food, is there anything physically that you recommend of like taking care of yourself during this time that's not like, yeah, go sign up for a 5 a.m. yoga class before you like sit down with your family, but something that you can just do for yourself, like light stretching or
A quick fix, I guess.
Well, I suppose a couple of things spring to mind as soon as you say that. Number one, I would keep with whatever your regular routines are as much as possible. So if you do go to a regular 5 a.m. yoga class, keep going. If you're going to the gym regularly, let's say you did, or if you I wouldn't suggest that the coming into December being the best time of year to start new habits. However, what I would suggest it is the best time to keep habits going that you already have. So whether that's going to the gym, your yoga class, meditation, mindfulness, you know, if you have a prayer practice, whatever it is for you in terms of that you're doing regularly is to actually keep that up. The other thing is when you, if you are increasing your alcohol consumption over the Christmas period, which it certainly happens in Australia because it's coming into summer, is to make sure my theory behind that is water between your wines, is making sure you're hydrating as much as possible, because the easy thing to do, maybe a bit different where you guys are, although it doesn't get too cold where you guys are, is that is from a perspective of if, particularly if you're coming in dehydrated, is that you actually might scull the first couple of wines as you're walking in because you're literally thirsty, versus actually making sure you're hydrated before you're going to parties, because it'll actually find that you slow down your drinking. The other thing is going to parties actually full. Have a proper meal before you get there so you're not actually going crazy on the buffet table would be my other suggestion. And then from a physical side of things is if you're on long flights is to be doing some light stretching when you're getting off. Is if you're away from your regular routine because you're not near your usual gym or your usual walking track, is getting out and moving a little bit, even if it's 10-15 minutes. If you can get that in, particularly just get the blood flowing if you've been on a long haul flight. I'm not sure what you define a long haul flight is. From Australia, we define long haul flights a little bit differently.
Sure.
But those sorts of things can play a big part, because what I see a lot of people start doing is coming into the end of November, Christmas parties start kicking off. You know, they might be going from socializing one or two nights a week to literally 5 to 7 nights a week, and sometimes twice a day, mm-hmm. is to perhaps pick out a couple of alcohol-free days as well. Which parties can you go to and be alcohol-free? I like to call it that I bank alcohol-free days at various points of the year, but particularly coming into Christmas, is which days can I bank as being alcohol free so that I'm not putting so much load onto my liver, and so that as I'm coming out of Christmas, I'm not having to look at January as a massive detox. It's more of a just continuation of what I've already been doing.
I love that. Now, you talk a lot about the power of gratitude, and I think that's something that we can really kind of harvest and make sure we keep in our brains during this holiday season, because with all the mayhem, it's easy to lose that. Can you speak to us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. So when we're in a state of gratitude, it's impossible to actually be angry at the same time. They're two emotions that can't be functioning simultaneously. And so what I see happening, and it might be, I don't know if you guys find this around shopping centres and things like that, but people have this aggression mm-hmm. When they're walking around. It's like
over a parking spot or anything
over
little.
Over a parking spot, oh my God, you've taken my spot. Oh my goodness, you've taken my spot. And the anger and rage that comes out is phenomenal. Or, you know, there's shopping trolley rage in supermarkets because apparently the shops aren't opening again the day after Christmas. You know, there's this fear. And it's so, I always find it quite humorous. So one of the things that I like to do, and I do practice a fair amount of meditation and gratitude within my meditation, is because we've got so much stuff to be grateful for, particularly when we're living in amazing first world countries and we have the privilege of celebrating times like Christmas. And if I'm in the shopping center, actually with the ability to buy my loved ones gifts, how cool is that? Like that's the things that I focus on, is what are the areas in my life that I truly am grateful for, because it shifts your state. It helps drop our cortisol levels, which is our stress hormone. And so when we're under the pump and we feel like we're getting chased around by a tiger, or it might feel like we're getting chased around by Santa Claus coming into Christmas, is that it actually increases our cortisol levels, which then sends off a series of biochemical reactions within our body that increases our stress levels. So if we can sit back into a state of gratitude more often than not, it actually lowers that. It allows us to breathe more deeply. It allows our body to adapt better to stress, because we've constantly got stress on it. It's a matter of how well we are or are not adapting to it. And that's where over Christmas, where we increase our load of, as we've talked about already, we might not be eating so well. We might be drinking more. Our emotional stress levels are up because we've got so many things to deal with, whether that's 5 family members in 2 Ubers. That in itself stresses me out. I struggle with one person in a single Uber and making sure they're correct route. So I don't know how you do that with 2.
it's an adventure.
it's really looking at those aspects of thinking, well, over this period of time, my external stresses are going to be increased. So what are some of the things that I can do to manage that? Because we haven't got control of what those external stresses always are. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But what we have control over is how we react to it. So if we can react to it from a state of gratitude of, you know, I might not be able to see the reason for this right now. However, I'm grateful for the opportunity. It's amazing how that comes back to that reframing again that we spoke about earlier. It's amazing how that can reframe a situation. So if you might be feeling that little bit of rage in the car park, as somebody has taken into your spot at pace, is that you actually get the opportunity to go, well, you know, maybe that's actually, there's a reason for it. I'm grateful I didn't get that spot. If we can sit back and take 3 deep breaths and get into a state of gratitude, amazing how we can drop those stress levels down.
So 3 deep breaths. Why 3? Is that enough time to like calm our mind?
You can do more if you want to. But
depending on how severe you want it.
Kayla's taking this very literally. She is taking notes. She's preparing for this parking lot.
Listen, I know I'm going to be stressed. So I'm like, okay, writing down all this. Okay.
I use the car park cranky. Is that what happens?
Yes.
So it happens. I think it comes down to as well is from the state of what's worth your energy. What's worth your energy and your focus? And if the difference is the 3 minutes that it takes, I like 3. 3 is a lucky number in many cultures. That's probably why I chose 3. Also, it's a number that doesn't seem unattainable. So if you're in a stress state and in your head you're like, Dr. M said I need to take 47 breaths upside down, pretzel state, you're going to go, word that we're not going to drop on your podcast today. I drop it sometimes when I'm speaking, but you'd probably say,
fuck that.
Go away, Doctor. I'm not sure if we're allowed to swear on your podcast.
Oh, yes, you go, we can.
You say, fuck off, Dr. M. Are you kidding? I don't have time for that crap. Whereas if you actually said, if I said three deep breaths, you go, that's easy. Mm-hmm. So when we're ever putting any of the action steps that I recommend for people that I look after or that I coach or that I speak to when I'm doing my keynotes, is it's about easy, actionable steps that seem really doable, because we don't want to, particularly in times of stress coming into Christmas, we don't want to overcomplicate things. And if we start trying to put in all these new habits that are meant to de-stress us, but they actually stress us out more, it really defeats the purpose.
Is that what you mean by good stressors versus bad stressors?
Yeah, absolutely. It can be. So any stress has a flip side to it. It has the dichotomy of it, if you like, of there's stress that if you do too much of, it will become bad, or if you do the right amount of it, can be good. Does that make sense? So let's take exercise, for example. I'm not sure if this is if I'm answering a different question, so pull me up if I am. But let's take exercise, for example. If you're doing too much cardiovascular exercise, it actually can be to your detriment. It can send you into a chronic cardio state, which then means your body is not functioning at its best. Whereas if you get it into the right zone, that's where it can do your body a lot of good. It can be coming into Christmas is the emotional stresses might be so high because all of a sudden you're in this unnatural state for the 1 month of the year where, as we've spoken about, you're around family members, you might love them to absolutely unconditionally, or then there's those couple of people that might be friends, work colleagues or family members that you really don't love spending time with because they don't add anything into your world and all they do is add those more external stresses.
It's the perspective that you're taking on the stressors at hand and depending on how you want to look at them and how you're going to use them and accept them within your own life in that moment.
Hey guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Native creates safe, simple, effective products that people use every day. Their products are filled with trusted ingredients, and their natural deodorant is no different. Native deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, and talc, and with ingredients found in nature, such as coconut oil, shea butter, and tapioca starch. Their formula contains simple ingredients you understand and comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for men and women. Plus, they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. Their classic deodorant scents include coconut and vanilla, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. They even have a new candy cane scent just for the holidays. Making the switch to a natural deodorant does not mean having to sacrifice on odor and wetness protection. Native is proof. There's a reason why it has over 9,000 five-star reviews. There's also no risk to try it. Native offers free shipping and free returns and exchanges in the U.S. I'm so thrilled that Native Deodorant came out with a candy cane scent just in time for the holidays. It has kept me feeling so fresh and in the holiday spirit as I'm running around doing all of my holiday shopping. I love Native Deodorant so much. For 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code CHALLENGED during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com, promo code CHALLENGED for 20% off your first purchase.
Dear Ashley, challenged.
As the creators of Clean Beauty, Bare Minerals is driven by a philosophy that makeup and skincare should make your skin better, not just better looking. That's why their best-selling original foundation is made with only 5 ingredients, all minerals. For Bare Minerals to be clean without compromise means good for skin formulas with proven performance. Upgrade to Clean Beauty products. Use the foundation finder at bareminerals.com to find your perfect match. Get 20% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED. Bare Minerals, the power of good.
Love brewing delicious coffee. Did you know that there are over 50 countries that grow coffee and that specialty grade coffee can taste wildly different and delicious from country to country? Atlas Coffee Club designed a coffee world tour that highlights the world's best coffees from Papua New Guinea to Peru, Burundi to Brazil. And each month, their subscribers discover a new country's coffee. I was so excited to get my Atlas Coffee Club delivery. Our coffee was from Myanmar. It came with a little postcard, so I got to learn more about the country, and the coffee was so delicious, I could barely keep it in the canister. Between my husband and I, we couldn't get enough. It tasted so different from the coffee we normally drink. It just was so smooth and so rich, and it was so fun to try a coffee that we would have never tried before. Atlas Coffee Club offers ground or whole bean coffee, and they roast each batch to your preference. It also makes a great gift for a coffee lover. You can choose from 3, 6, or 12 months of a coffee world tour. Unlike getting coffee from a grocery store where it may have been sitting on the shelf or who knows how long, Atlas Coffee Club roasts your coffee the day they ship it, so it's always fresh. They've been written about in Forbes, Business Insider, Wall Street Journal, and more. BuzzFeed called it a brutiful subscription service. Get your first bag of coffee free, just pay shipping, by going to atlascoffeeclub.com/challenged. That's atlascoffeeclub.com/challenged, and start a world tour of the world's best coffee. And we're back.
I think so much too of the holiday season is about time management because we're so jam-packed. Do you have any tips that we can take to help best manage our time?
Absolutely. One of the things that it's an exercise that I talk about in my book, Align, Be the Queen of Your Stress. And I take people through an exercise of, of working out how many hours there are in a week and working out whether you've got surplus hours or you're actually in deficit. Of the 5 years I've been teaching this particular exercise, I've only had one woman that was in deficit where she actually had so much stuff on, she actually had no time left in the week. She Wow. worked full time. She was a mum of two kids. She was actually studying a postgraduate degree, a business postgraduate degree. She traveled a lot for work. And when she actually worked out what was going on in her week, she was like, I'm short by 10 hours. Out of 168 hours a week, because we all have, when we break down a week, we all have 168 hours. And so then it's working out where you're prioritizing and perhaps what you need to delegate over the Christmas period as well. I would suggest that throughout the year, though, is if you're actually looking at your week and you're thinking, I don't have time for X, Y, Z, is to actually go through the exercise of what's actually in your week. Because I don't know about you guys, but, for example, I really like watching Netflix. So I can get stuck into a Netflix marathon and I might be, you know, 8 episodes in or so and go, oh, I don't have time to go for a walk. I probably do, right? Like I probably could have dropped off one episode, or there was a period of time where I really wanted to get back into reading. I used to be an avid reader, and after various doing my master's degree and reading a lot, I really got off track with it. I was like, oh, I don't find joy in reading anymore. And I really wanted to get back into it. And so I was like, oh, I don't have time for that. And then when I actually added up how much time I was watching television, because that's one of my chill out times. I used to have a very busy brain before my meditation practice increased. My brain would be on constantly. And the way that I used to switch off fastest was, for example, going to the cinemas, going to the actual movies, because then I couldn't have my phone or my laptop, for example. Mm-hmm. But, and I also like switching off to television or Netflix. And then I was like, oh, I don't have time to read. And when I added it up, I went, oh, you're watching 20 hours of television a week. I think you could probably pull 2 hours out and be able to add that back in. And it was amazing because then it actually increased and I was reading more again. And I think the same thing over Christmas as well is picking and choosing the events that you really want to go to first. I would put it through the litmus test of what do I really want to go to? What serves me? What makes what lights me up and actually brings me joy over a time that's actually meant to be about joy? I don't think Christmas is meant to be about punishment. And I don't know about you guys, but some parties you go to feel like a punish where you're like,
yeah,
I don't want to go to that party, but I feel obliged. This comes back to the obligation, right? I feel obliged to go to this party. And it's that moment of going, but I don't want to.
Yeah, you sit at home and you hope a natural disaster happens so that you don't have to go to the party.
Well, hopefully we don't have to go to those extremes. And that's
you are real stressed about parties, Kay.
Sometimes, depending on which one it is.
Parking lots and holiday parties. I never knew.
We can talk more off air about that.
Dr. M, out of all the things that you could have been a queen of, what made you choose the queen of stress? Was that something just coming up most often from patients of yours? Or were you feeling that in your own life?
It comes back from being born the princess of stress, I think, is that I grew up, my dad was a Hungarian refugee to Australia. And when he was 52 when I was born. So my parents were a little bit older when I was born. So I am multiculturalism embodied, which is back when I was born in the late 70s, that was quite unusual. Now, my nieces are now designer babies. It's quite interesting. Back in the 70s, it was a little bit. But my dad had what I considered up until not that long ago, what I thought was a really an amazing work ethic. He worked, it's a very traditional refugee immigrant story where he worked hard to put my brother and I through private schools so that he sent us to university when he had a retail business. And so when it was 5.5 days trading, he worked 5.5 days. When it was 6 days trading, he worked 6 days. When it moved to 7 days trading, he worked 7 days. So we didn't have family holidays, all those sorts of things. So I saw an example of somebody relatively thriving in stress. And so that's what I emulated for many years is when I graduated, I was working 70, 80 hours a week and I was grunting at people by the end of the week. I also got really sick in my early 20s, actually, when my dad passed away, because whilst he thrived on his work ethic, he also got quite sick. And so he passed away when I was in my early 20s. And that was the first time I saw what actually happened to my body and my health and well-being when I'd been under that long-term stress and the way that our bodies can actually express that stress. So one of the things I take people through on my website is my 8-ball quiz, which actually shows how well your body is or is not adapting to stress. So I've had 3 times in my adult life where I've gone through big periods of stress and where my body has basically given me the royal middle finger of going, what the hell have you done to me? And so what it used to do is when I've been through big periods of stress, I used to put on weight very quickly. So after my dad passed away in my early 20s, I put on 30 kilos in like 6 months. And I also started getting chest pain. And it was thought that I had a heart condition that I got told if it wasn't under control within 18 months that I'd be in open heart surgery. And it was really interesting because I went down a traditional path medicine-wise because my big brother happens to be a medical doctor. So we disagree about certain things when it comes to practices around our health. But at that point is I was still under control, if you like, of the family. So I went down the path of traditional medication and which actually chronically fatigued me. So then I'll shorten up this story, but long story short is that I've seen those periods of time where my body's been under stress that's been outside of my control and I hadn't managed stress well. And so at that point, and in my early 30s, it happened again when a relationship broke down, is that what I realized was that stress was the queen over me versus me being the queen over it. My stress was actually managing me And I was having all these signs of signals that I was totally ignoring from a mind point of view. And so when I started actually teaching some of these topics and understanding that from a physical perspective, whilst our body is our structure, is then we need to make sure we've got our mind actually controlling our body. And that's sort of some of the things that I talk about in my book. But that's where Queen of Stress actually came from, is that I'm a recovering stress head. When I started teaching a lot of these things, the first thing that was popping into mind was all of my clients that I could see doing the exact same thing, and realizing that I had this information that I could share, that a lot of it's super simple that you can implement. But often we don't think about it because we've got other people's voices in our head actually telling us what we should, could, and, you know, would have, should have been doing, versus, oh, actually, this is how I'm going to manage my stress. This is the stuff that I find enjoyable. A lot of things that I find enjoyable, other people don't. So, for example, I enjoy, even an example about time management, to come back to that, is that I enjoy doing lots of different things. So I have my hands-on practice, which is down the south coast of New South Wales. I'm soon to be opening another practice in Sydney, which I'm really excited about. So I have my hands-on work. I keynote around Australia, soon to hopefully be international. I have my podcast. I like to be interviewed on other people's podcasts. I have all these different things going on, and people go, oh, my God, aren't you stressed and aren't you busy? I'm like, no, because I really enjoy it. And so if I took other people's frames on that, then all of a sudden I'd be thinking, oh, my goodness, I'm obviously doing too many things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I run a retreat on top of all of that. So there's lots of different things going on, which is exciting.
Well, you've taken the time to really structure out your week and also be mindful of the things that you're applying yourself to, and making sure that you're in the right frame of mind for what you're taking the time to put your efforts and your actual time into.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And which
we apply throughout the year. I think everyone's always like, how can I do this for work? How can I do this for family stuff? But I think it's imperative in order to enjoy this time of year that you're right. Going back to the beginning of the conversation, the 25th of December, like all of December, whatever holiday you celebrate, it comes every year. Like every single year it's going to happen. Every single year New Year's is going to happen. And so it's just preparing yourself and applying those things to this holiday time, as opposed to just like how to climb the corporate ladder or like have a better relationship at dinner time with your family.
Absolutely. Well, it comes down to designing your life. And it's a bit the same as whether you're going to allow stress being the queen over you, or you being the queen over your stress, or whether you're designing your life or somebody else is designing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can either design coming into the holiday seasons, whichever holiday you celebrate, you can either design that period to be really bloody fun, or you can actually design it to be really bloody miserable. It's actually up to you. And a lot of people get to the end of it and go, oh, it's somebody else's fault that Christmas sucked. Props not. It's actually probably your fault. So that's where I also see over Christmas people giving their responsibility away a lot. And
I think this
is an error that people make.
You're making us take control, and we need to.
Exactly.
I love it.
Do you have any, summertime in Australia. It's summertime in Australia. So is there anything fun that, like a fun Australian tradition that you have or that you could kind of pass along to anyone who's in super cold weather that they can try to like apply to that situation, or just something fun that you guys do that maybe us, you know, have no idea what you guys do?
Don't too.
I know the toilets go the other way. I've never been to Australia. I want to come so bad.
You have to come and visit. I'll show you around Sydney for sure. How many Ubers you'll need if you're coming to Australia? I'm not sure. You might need an extra one. Well, it's really interesting because I have my mixed heritage is from particularly the European side of it. We actually always celebrated a more of a European. This is not a tradition. I would suggest actually gets passed on. But we actually celebrate a traditional European Christmas. So we do hot food, like hot turkeys, hot pork, hot ham on what might be a 35 degree Celsius day. So you want to make sure you're at somebody's house with air conditioning on Christmas Day, particularly if they're going more of a traditional thing. A lot of people do seafood and go to the beach and things like that on Christmas. That's not generally the way that I've celebrated Christmas. We definitely go to a more traditional European style celebration of a whole lot of food. My family is relatively small. My sister-in-law's family is quite big. So we kind of tack onto her family's gatherings, which is really fun because then I get to be involved in the big family gathering without the family politics. It's excellent.
That is a great idea. I love that.
I can sit back and observe and watch it all unfold. It's quite interesting.
You've given us so much great advice. If there's one thing that we can take away that we should just run through our brain, you know, in those moments of complete stress or mayhem, what would that be?
I would draw your attention to what I call my worrier meter. So I talk about it every single time I speak. It's in my book, it's in every workshop I do. And sometimes I'm tempted to take it out because I feel like I say it a lot. However, it's a tool that I literally, when I am under the pump, I literally use it second to second. So if you think about three columns. On the left-hand side is things you can't control. In the middle will be things you're not sure about. And then on the right-hand side is things that you can control. It's a really good litmus test to be able to put any situation through. So let's take the car park situation, because I feel like you need a strategy around this.
I do. Please help me. Yeah, help me out.
So let's talk about the car park. So if somebody came driving and screaming into the car park in front of you, is that something that you have control on?
No.
Do you have control over it?
No.
Okay, so it sits into the left-hand column. Mm-hmm. So you can either sit in that for the rest of the day going, effing bastard actually took my car spot. How dare they? And I hope, you know, have all these terrible thoughts about them, or actually go, oh, it's outside of my control. There'll be another car park that comes up. Oh, look, there's one now. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So actually accepting it and letting it go.
Okay.
So if you need to sing the song from Frozen over and over again, is that actually can be helpful sometimes to break that cycle. So really looking at things that you can't control. On the other end of the spectrum, things you can control, particularly coming to Christmas, is how you're managing your time, how you're managing what you're literally putting into your system, whether that's food or drinks. You absolutely have control over that. So being aware of that, so then you can take some big, bold steps. So a big, bold step for some of your listeners might be is to calling out activities that they don't want to do through obligation. That for a lot of people, they're like, oh, but won't people think I'm rude? Or, mm-hmm. you know, how will that get taken? Versus going, well, actually, it serves me better not to do it. And it actually serves everybody better if I'm not there, because they'll probably have a better time because I'm not going to be the surly so-and-so in the back corner going, I don't want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's where things we can control, taking big, bold steps towards so that you actually get them done. And the things in the middle that sit into the I'm not sure column or the question mark, basically, that's where having a trusted advisor or a great friend or family member that can give you some advice, maybe give you the blind spots of what you're not seeing, so that you can either shift it into the things that you have an understanding of, oh, actually, I can't control that or I can control it. And then you can either let it go or take big, bold steps towards. So you'll see what we've actually done is taken any what might be a complicated situation, simplified it into things you can change or can't change. You either let it go and accept it, or you get on with it and actually take action steps. Because what I see for people any time of year, but particularly at Christmas time, is they almost get paralyzed by the things that are outside their control. And so I don't know for you ladies, but this is what I've found in the past. I know for other clients it's certainly the case, is that you can spend all day fixated on something you can't control. Have you ever done that before? Where, you know, you start out and it's the smallest of problems. Your partner said something stupid to you, for example, totally outside of your control. And then if you, over the day, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the time they've got home in the evening, you're like ropeable with them and you're yelling at them. And they're like, I don't even know what I said.
Guilty, definitely guilty of that.
It's like, did I actually say something? And you're like, yes, you said at 6:05 a.m. this morning that, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, I don't even remember saying it. But because you've sat on it all day, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and it snowballs in the wrong direction. So that would be my biggest takeaway is using the worrier meter, understanding whether it's within your sphere of control. If it's not, accepting it, letting it go. It's not always easy. Sometimes that really fucking sucks, particularly when there's family members that are unwell and things like that. But it's actually accepting that there's aspects of that you can't control. Take the example of unwell family members. My mum's battling cancer at the moment. And there's aspects of that where I'm like, I'm frustrated by it. But if I sat in the, oh, goodness, mum's got cancer. I wouldn't focus on the stuff that I can control, which is I moved my home base from an hour and a half, about 100 Ks out of Sydney, back to Sydney a couple of months ago so I could be closer. That was inside my control. Mm. Well, what's inside my control is actually working out how I can spend quality time with her. That's totally within inside my control. Me sitting there fixated on the stuff that I have zero control over doesn't help the situation. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
I hope that's helpful.
No, this is so helpful. I feel like we've taken so much, so many good tips that that's going to help me through not only parking situations, but all holiday situations. So thank you so much.
This extracts over all areas of life, from the simple to the more complicated.
I mean, you have been so helpful. Thank you to Dr. Maria Zussman.
Just where can our listeners find you?
Thank you.
Well, you can find Be the Queen of Your Stress on iTunes, or you can go to my website, thequeenofstress.com, or you can also find me on drmaria.com.au, because that one's an Australian site, but you guys can access from the States as well. But they're the best places to find me.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. Yes, we really appreciate it.
I mean, I am feeling like I can handle my stress, my holiday stress after that. She really had so many great tips, and you know I love my tips.
You and your tips and tricks. Yeah, I never knew you had such aggression for for parking lots and holiday parties that you didn't want to go to.
Driving in general, especially in our city, it's a lot. People are angry. There's just a lot going on. Every aspect of everything you do is just kind of magnified this time of year.
It absolutely can be, especially as your family's growing, yeah, or if you're in a very big family or you have family members that live in different parts of the country.
There's just a lot. It's just a lot.
But it's okay. We got this. Dr. M.
Dr. M rocks.
Dr. M is, I mean, I feel like Dr. M is more like the queen of making things stress-free.
Yeah, I agree. You guys, she has an awesome book. It's called Align. It's her debut book by the Queen of Stress. I love how she calls herself that. It makes me so happy.
And she's got a podcast called The Queen of Stress. So mm-hmm. If you guys want to hear more from Dr. M, you want more of her nuggets of wisdom, just go check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. Definitely go on our website, take that magic 8-ball quiz, see what your score is, and learn how to manage your stress.
And we want you to know that we get it. If you're feeling stressed right now, we're right there with you. We love you. We hope you are finding nuggets of wisdom within our podcast and also finding happiness throughout your day. We will see you next week.
As the creators of Clean Beauty, Bare Minerals is driven by a philosophy that makeup and skincare should make your skin better, not just better looking. That's why their best-selling original foundation is made with only 5 ingredients, all minerals. For Bare Minerals, to be clean without compromise means good for skin formulas with proven performance. Upgrade to clean beauty products. Use the foundation finder at bareminerals.com to find your perfect match. Get 20% off when you use the promo code CHALLENGED. Bare Minerals, the power of good.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.